Great, wonderful. I can start right now, right?
Yeah, you're live. Great. We're recording.
Wonderful. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back here to the show from David. First of all, I want to say thank you to David and his team that I can join this wonderful event here on Time and Research with all the great colleagues here and the speakers before. If I saw that right, that I'm the last one for today. Here in Germany, it's quite late. It's almost
second to last. We had a last minute addition after you. So
okay.
One more.
Okay, thanks God. Okay, here it's 10 p.m. So, and this is my webinar number 5 today. So it's really cool and really happy that we can talk about real trading. And I'm looking forward to see your questions and wishes in the chat. So if you want to see something, if we should talk about some analysis, what you want to see, then please feel free to type in the chat box, and then we can talk about real trading. More than that, I want to go through my charts, to my running trades, to the markets, a little bit kind of education, but more important is you, my dear listeners. And yeah, feel free to ask whatever is in your mind. This is your show, and I want to share my story and my knowledge and my experience with you. Yeah, before we start here, the risk disclosure and risk warning, you're responsible for your own trading. We don't give any advices. We just talk about trading and some trading ideas. And if you want to see more, if you want to have more information, then you can always visit my homepage. You will find it here in chat box, dowhow-trading.com. Thanks, David, for the link here in the chat. Okay, so I would say let's go to the market. You know, we are close to Easter. Tomorrow is start of Easter. We have also day offs here in Germany tomorrow and Monday too. So I guess we expect non-farm payrolls tomorrow nevertheless. But the markets are closed. Most of them are closed tomorrow, so it should be a little bit more quiet. And we could see this today, especially in the German market. If I have a look at the DAX, for example, then we can see there is not so many things happened today. During the day, it was just kind liquidity today and less moves, just a little bit down and a little bit up. But that's all. Because I know most of my colleagues in Frankfurt, actually I'm in my home office today because it's quite late, but most of my colleagues in Frankfurt are still in vacation, so they didn't come to the office today, so it was a kind of quiet day today. So what you can see here in my chart, I made a trade already here, and you can see this, my entry was here in this area around about 15,000 whatever, and then I got out here. It was how much was it? Let's see, entry here and exit here. Yeah, a couple of 260 points round about. I guess this is enough for one trade. But most important, what did I do with this trade? What was the rules? What were the rules? Kind of easy. I'm a clear trend follower. And I guess if you talk about trend following, then you know the most famous trend followers were the turtle traders, 1983 to 1989, the very first experiment. There were a couple of turtle traders 2.0 and 3.0, but the very first generation, they were educated directly by Mr. Richard Dennis and Bill Eckert. They were cool and the very, very first and original trend followers. And I exactly do the same. There's just one difference. The turtle traders worked with kind of breakout strategies about the Donchian channel. Mr. Richard Donchian's 1950, he created the Donchian channel, and the turtle traders made the breakout situation, and by 20 day breakout or 55. And I follow more the real trader style. And the real trader style is the pure logic in trading. And what is the pure logic? What's the real content about trading? It's a kind of simple, because the real content is buy cheap and sell expensive. So where is the price more cheaper, in the correction or at the breakout situation? So as you know, it's always in the correction. So if the price is most cheap, then it's better than to speculate on a breakout. And this I changed a little bit and I trade out of the correction because I'm looking for a cheaper price instead of a speculation of a breakout strategy. But this is just basically it's the same trend following system. You get into a trade as early as possible. And the earliest situation where you can open a trade is in trend of number two. And here comes another very important information, because as you watch a lot of webinars and whatever seminars, then you will find, I guess, thousands of different opinions about how to recognize a trend. So, and people talk about this is the big trend, this is the medium trend, this is the small trend, or this is the trend I can see, this is a trend I can see. Unfortunately, people used to do so and used to talk about in this way, but it's not logic. So, and why we have to talk about logic in trading, especially if we how to draw the trend perfectly. Yeah, this is a kind of simple, and I want to show you where is the real cause. So let me show you this. Where does all trading start? All trading start here in the order book. So you can see on the right side of the chart, this is the real order book. Whatever you see, whatever you perceive in trading about trend, about support, about resist, about trend lines, whatever there is, at the end, no one cares. Because what you do, what you really do, and I showed you what you really do, is if you open your chart, for example, then you open a new display and you send a new order. So what's the most important part? What do you send to your broker? So I will mark it for you. For example, you give a pending order and there are different things you send to your broker. But basically, you send just only two things to your broker. And this is once you have the real product, in this case, it's DAX. And then you say, okay, I want to buy or sell at this price and with this volume. So that's the two numbers you send to your broker. And the broker bring it to the exchange. And that's all. Whatever you find before, whatever you perceive in your chart, with your trend lines, with your support, with your resist, whatever you see or fundamental data or whatever you do in front, at the end, the last step, the very last step is you send two numbers to your broker. This is the price where you want to buy or sell and how much, nothing more. Yeah, maybe you can send the price with this for the stop loss or with the take profit, but that's not longer important. The point is you send the price where you want to buy or you want to sell and the volume. Those two numbers you send to the broker. And at the end, when you push the button and you send those two numbers, then those two numbers getting placed into the book map or in the order book. And as you can see here, it's exactly the same. You have three columns. You have in the order book the price, you have the volume on the buyer side, and you have the volume on the seller side. There is no more, which means you don't send your name to your broker, and you don't send the reason why you want to buy or sell. You don't send the reason to your broker. No one cares. You just send the price and the volume that the broker knows where you want to buy or sell, but the broker never calls you and say, Marcus, why do you want to buy? So I do trading for 25 years now, and I never get I had margin calls, yes, but that's different. But never the broker never called me and asked me, why do you want to buy? And why do you want to buy so much or so less? And by the way, this is not the task of the broker, and this is not the task of the exchange, because it's just a marketplace where people meet each other, buyers and sellers, and trade with a special product. It's euro dollar, it's gold, it's a share, Apple, Amazon, whatever there is. And people trade that. No one cares why do you want to buy or sell, which brings us to the logic. In the order book, what you can see, do you see there a trend? Do you see there a trend line? or a support or resist, what do you see there? Numbers. That's all. You just see numbers. So, and what is the job of the broker? What is the job of the exchange? Yeah, create a new price. And how does the price develop? Yeah, by volume. So, and this is the task. And this is the reason why computer are able to create the price today. Because in the early stage, when we work without computers, we had the brokers at the pit, and they made the price. By what? Yeah, by the volume from buyers and sellers. And only it's a mathematic game. Today we have computers. They can create the price. They can calculate much quicker than a human being can do this. Therefore, we give the responsibility, we give the task of creating a new price to computers today. So, but only there is mathematic beyond, because the price develops about the volume, and that's all. Which means the real cause of every single trade and the new price is mathematic and not perception. Because mathematic is not perception. 2 + 2 = 4. In this universe, on this planet Earth, whoever has to do with calculation, 2 + 2 = 4. There is nothing to perceive. There's nothing to have emotion. It's just stupid mathematics. And how the price develop is exactly the same. The real cause is mathematic, because we have volume on buyer side and we have volume on seller side. And there is no why. There is no reason who. There is no reason why. There is no who did this. Who sent the volume to the order book? If you're big enough, if you're count is big enough, then you can influence the price. But retail traders cannot influence the price. So which means there is the pure math. And this we have to understand, which means, and which brings us to the original point, how to draw the trend by logic. Because if the origin and if the beginning is math, you cannot make money with perception. It's not possible. And all the words you listen for, a big or medium or small, those three words are a kind of perception, because the word big or the word medium or the word small are words of perception. Because I'm 172 centimeters tall or small. Is this tall in your eyes? I don't know, David, how tall are you? But in Germany, 127 centimeters is not really tall. It's a kind of medium. But we have colleagues, they have just 150 centimeters. They would say, oh, Marcus, you're really tall. So this is a kind of perception. And the same with medium and with small. It's perception. And this is not working. So you cannot, if you want to make money in trading, you have to work with logic. You have to work with mathematics. And that's the point why so many people lose money in trading, because they work with perception, what they perceive in trading, what they see. Now, you see a kind of support or resist, maybe in the same product. But if you have a trader in exactly the same product and he is watching in another time frame, he's looking at you and says, where do you see a support? I don't see a support there. So, but this is the beginning of trading. People see different things, and therefore they make different decisions. They buy, or they sell. But if you want to become successful in trading, you have to work with logic. So therefore, the absolute origination and the absolute beginning is always math. So here we go. And then after we create the price by the time and sales list, we have the first visible legacy of the order book is the so-called tick chart. So whenever we have a new price, we get a tick in the chart, just a tick, no more. There is no time frame. There's nothing more. There does not exist a time in trading. We just have a time where we can see at which price, how much we purchased at which time, but there is no time frame, which means the order book does not know a time, or especially a time frame. There's just the opening and the close, at the day, maybe, or from Monday to Friday, for example. Yeah, then we have then a tick in the tick chart. And what we do afterwards, no one cares. The moment the exchange made a new price based on volume, the job of every exchange or broker is done. What you do afterwards with the new price, no one cares. Otherwise, we would not have different styles. We can express the chart by candlestick, Heiken Ashi, lines, a bar chart, or maybe a mountain chart, something like this. Why we can do this? Because it has nothing to do with trading anymore. Because trading means we have volume, buyer, seller, and we have a new price. That's all. And then trading stops at this moment. How you express the things after the price were created, no one cares. And that's the point. So if you use a time frame, you have to use the highs and tops. Look, if we have a little bit more history here in the order book or in the time or in the stick chart, oh my gosh, then you can see, oh, look, there is a trend. If you just see the one tick, you just the one that you see nothing. It's just nothing. It's just a tick here on a white chart, no more, no less. But if you give more history, for example, here and this, then you can perceive, oh my goodness, look, there's a trend. Look, there's an uptrend, there's a downtrend maybe. But this is without the time, which means if you use a time frame, like hourly chart, 5 minute or 4 hour chart, whatever there is, then you literally say to your software, please show me what happens in 1 hour, what happens in 4 hour chart, what happens in 1 day. And then your software, not the broker and not the exchange, not the stock exchange, not the currency exchange, not the future market, it's your software who press the behavior of the chosen time frame in one candle or one bar or one Heiken Ashi candle, in this one candle, and there you have the emotion, in this candle, now you have the information, what happens in 1 hour, where was the high price, where was the low price, where was the opening and the close, in this hour. But another trader says, no, I want to see what happens in 1 minute. Another trader says, no, I want to see what happens in 5 minutes. So everybody can choose whatever you want. So there is no ultimate thing. Therefore, time frame basically does not exist because it's your choice. What kind of expression you want to see, how the price, how the chart should appear, the appearance of the chart. It's just your decision. Yeah, you can use Fibonacci, you can use Elliott Wave, whatever you can, it's your decision. Has had nothing to do basically with trading. And this we should understand, which means if we have to draw a trend, we cannot work with big and medium and small. We have to see where was the price at the end, where was the turnaround. Yeah, and that's the point. Look at this one, for example. Why we had here a top? Why we had here, for example, the low? Why? Is there a reason? Sure, is there a reason? Why? Which reason? Because we had more sellers than buyers at this price. And there we had more buyers than sellers. Is there a specific reason? No, it's not, because we cannot find it in the order book. There is no reason. It's just the volume. So, and if we press this behavior in a 1 hour chart, then we have to take the same high, and the high occurs based on volume. So, and with this in our mind, we have to draw the trend in a logical way and not in a way you think, oh, this is the big one, this is the medium one, this is the small one. Yeah. And this is, by the way, one of the many reasons, one of the main reasons why 95% of all traders fail, because they don't understand the pure logic in trading. And with perception, you will not become successful in the long run, by the way. So this is how we draw the trend, for example. I cannot explain, that's not the time to in this webinar. But basically, that you understand why the trend is drawn in that way, how you can see it here in my way. Yeah, for example, yeah, here we can see, okay, there is a top. Why is there a top? buyer resist or buyer support or whatever? Is there a trend line? Nah, it's not. Exactly at this price, we had in this time frame, we had more sellers than buyers. And that was the reason why the price fell down. And at this point, yeah, at this point, exactly at this price, the price turns because we had a special, at this special price, we had more buyers than sellers. There is no reason you can explain. Yeah, there may come out some news or maybe the sun goes down or whatever there is. People find a lot of explanations why the price could rise or fall. There's just only one answer all the time, because we have more volume on the one or the other side. And therefore, you have to draw the trend in a logical way. This is what you can learn in my online logic course, by the way. We have an Easter, specific, if I can mention this, we have a special Easter discount of 100 euro for the online logic course. It's available in English, by the way. You will find it on the homepage in the English part. And I make you this, I give you this egg in your Easter nest, about 100 euros of discount. So, and therefore, actually, what kind of situation do we have now on the right side of the chart where we have to make a decision? Yeah, now it depends what kind of rules do you have. If you work with Fibonacci, or if you work with Elliott waves, or with Bollinger Bands, or with whatever it is. There is, I work as a trend follower, and I have two situations here. So first of all, I have a long situation, but unfortunately, as you can see, the price didn't go deeper than 38. And this is one of my rules, one of my four rules, that I need to make an entry, a price below at least 38, because this is the sense, or this is the logic of a trade: buy cheap and sell expensive. And the price is going to be cheap at least 38% of the last move. We have to make the correction. Better 50, and much way better, the holy grail of Fibonacci, 61%, but at least 38. I call this situation the price is hanging in the air. Yeah, it's not a deep correction. I can see, okay, we have a strong move here from down to up, a strong move. Yeah, then the first big buyers took the money from the desk. Unexperienced want to jump into the price because they miss the big entry. They see, oh, there's a correction, now I have to buy. Yeah, but you know, if you want to buy something, you need sellers, of course. And if you want to sell something, you need buyers on the other side. That's the game of trading, by the way. You have to think about this more instead of watching any charts and trend lines or something like this. So therefore, actually, I closed my trade because based on my trading plan. So, and now I'm waiting if I get a deeper correction than 38. Otherwise, I will not open the trade again. And of course, very interesting on the right side, I have a corrective downtrend right now. So, and this downtrend will break at 15,744. Yeah. But if I don't have a break, and now I'm waiting for the next balance candle, by the way, because let me do so, because now in this correction, so you see, we are exactly at 61%. So, and if we see maybe market is closed right now, and tomorrow is day off, so I guess we start Monday index, I guess we start Monday again, or Tuesday, I'm not sure right now. But when the markets open us again, and there will show up a balance candle of Heikin Ashi, I work with Heikin Ashi, by the way, it's easier to read the chart and to read the trend, and there will show up a balance candle, then I will open a short position, because I'm a trend follower. And if I have a trend, and if I have a second trend arm, I have to open the trade based on the rules. So there is nothing to analyze, there's nothing to discuss. There is nothing, just rules, because in trading as a private trader, I have to work with probabilities, and probabilities is pure math, which means pure logic. So, and therefore, I have to work with rules, and I cannot afford to miss my rules, because I will never know which trend will continue and how long the trend will last. Maybe we have four trend arms, maybe three, maybe 10, maybe eight. I don't know. I don't have to interpret. I just have to follow. This is the real sense of trend followers. Otherwise, you would have the name trend trend predictioner or trend analyst. But I don't get money for analyzing. I don't get money for interpreting. I get money for buy and sell. This is what Richard Dennis mentioned to his turtle traders. We don't get money for analyzing. We get money for buying and selling. That's the reason why they made an average 80% in those 5 years in average. So this is the situation in DAX, for example, with a little bit more explanation beside. I guess Dow Jones is still running. No, I guess we are done here. Oh, no, that's still running here. Yeah. Dow is still working. So what's the situation here? As you can see, I still have an open position. And you see at exactly the same situation. And by the way, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. By the way, I can see in the chat if you have any questions. So feel free. You see what I did? Exactly the same again. We had trend on number two, which means the trend was valid. We had a lovely correction, and the correction went exactly here, you see, to 78%, kind of close, around about 61%, really, really cool. So then we had here, see this, really cool. We had here the balance candle. Yeah, we had here already a balance candle. Here was my first entry. And then I could see, price is not working. Yeah, price is not working here. We had not more buyers there. And then I trailed my stop loss from the last 0.3, which was here. Here I calculated my money all the time. So my penguin factor, that I can be relaxed in my trading and not touched by emotions about too high position size, always in a penguin factor where you feel really comfortable and relaxed. And then I can see, not interpret, I can see, literally see, there are no buyers. The market will not go up yet. And based on that information, not analysis, just information, it's like the author of this book writing a new page into my book. I can guess who is the murderer in the roman, but if I want to know, I have to wait until the book is done. And here I have to see the same. I have to read the book, which means, okay, I can read the price is not going higher for the moment. So I have to protect my money. Therefore, I trailed a stop loss in profit and then I was out. So afterwards, the price turns around. Did this make me angry? Nah, it's not. Of course, I was sitting here and said, yeah, exactly. Thank you, dear market. Thank you very much. But my emotions might never influence my trading. That's the point. Even after 25 years, I would be a liar if I would say I don't have feelings in trading. That's stupid. I'm a human being. I'm not a robot. I don't have an emotion chip I can turn off. We are human beings. If you have a host, if you have a speaker who says you have to turn off your emotions in trading, then you know it's an idiot, because it's not possible. You are a human being. You have always emotions. The point is you have to control your emotions. And at the best, you can control it with logic, with logical thinking in your prefrontal cortex, with conscious thinking that you know what happens right now. So, and of course, I'm sitting here, I'm getting angry. Yeah, exactly. Get out. And then the price turns. But who cares? Yeah. You see, I made my re-entry again. So, and then the price get up. And then the price got up here and made a new 0.3 and then new trend. And now we are on trend on number four right now. So, and then I could see, we saw a correction. This is my Dow Hao line here. Yeah. And then I had a price below my Dow Hao line. And then I trailed my hard stop. Yeah. And today, that was, I guess, between from 3 to 7, this candle here. Here, I thought this afternoon, yeah, lovely profit. A lovely profit. They will get me out right now. Suddenly, they turned again. So I'm still in with 823 points in profit for the moment. So my price, my stop loss is here. I cannot lose that money. So, and only two things can happen. The one thing that get me out and we see a deeper correction, or the price is going up. Everything is fine. So I cannot lose money and I followed my plan. This is about Dow Jones. Bitcoin is also very interesting. And in Bitcoin, I made money also. Here on the right side, you can see this here. And also very interesting, that was my trend of number two. Yeah, you see, there was the balance candle. There was my entry. Then the price went up. We made a new trend on number three. And then I could see, oh my goodness, there are no buyers anymore. Yeah. And then I had closes below. I had prices below my Dow Hao line. And here I got out a wonderful profit. Yeah. I don't care how much, because I will never know how much profit I will make with one single trade, because I'm a trend follower with clear rules for my entry and my exit. Thanks God, this is the real freedom for a trader. You know, people come to trading because they're looking for freedom. They want to quit that job. They want to be free. They want to trade. They want to make money wherever they are. At the end, they are sitting in jogging shorts and in dirty shirts in front of the kitchen, in the kitchen, in front of the screen, and make stupid things with trading. This is not the freedom real traders are talking. The real freedom is this kind of inner freedom. There is no force you to do that you need to do something. This inner freedom I have after 25 years now, and this is what I teach my students. Actually, I have 137 students in my current class from the Dow Hao class right now. Means I teach them what is the real freedom. And to be honest, the real freedom in trading is on the right side of the chart, that you know all the time what you have to do, when you have to do, how to have to do something, and why, where, when, and how. This is the real freedom. The real freedom, in my opinion, is that you don't have to guess anymore, that you don't have to analyze anymore, that you don't have to interpret something, that you always know what you have to do. I don't talk about that you know what will happen, because you will never know unless you can influence the price. Most of the traders cannot. But, you know, there are a couple of speakers outside there. They always say, we knew that this will happen. And I have some colleagues that talk about the same way. And if they say, yeah, we knew that, then I always say, you were the one who went all in, right? And then people say, no, why we should go all in? You said you knew what happened. What happened. So that if you know what happens, then you can go all in. No, of course not. So you don't know what happened. Yeah. You see, you can stop every stupid talk about that, because no one knows what can happen. But the real freedom is that you always know what you have to do, not to interpret what you have to do, when, where, how, and the four things. It's late, sorry. But you know what I mean. Oh, and this is the real freedom. It's a real freedom outside, inside, here in my heart, in my soul, and in my mind. This is the real freedom, and not with my laptop in a cafe and enjoying the sun and my laptop or my iPhone and trade beside and make billions of money and tons of money. That's stupid. That's an illusion that works, of course, for nobody. And professional trader, believe me, you will never see a professional trader with a laptop in a cafe and trade for a living. Of course not. This will never, never happen. Yeah, you can check your positions maybe on your phone, but you don't trade professional way in a cafe. Of course not. So Bitcoin, actually, you can see I have this wonderful profit, but we have to confess there is a loss also. Why? Because you can see I made a re-entry here because I was in trend of number four. The price turns. There was the balance candle. I opened And I had my stop loss here at the last point three. There I calculated my money. Then I got in, and then I saw, okay, I had a price below my Dow Hao line. This is my trend line. Yeah, so I trailed my stop and I got out here. So everything was fine. It's just a small loss. So for example, I calculate my worst case at the last point three where the trend will break. And maybe I'm willing to risk $100 maybe at this price, but I work with my trend line. And then I see, okay, I lost maybe 10 euros, $10 here. Do you see teeny tiny loss? This is the plan when real traders talk about cut the loss and let the winners run. This is how to do a decision made on technique, not on your emotions. When a situation requires to act, then you have to act. And there is nothing to discuss. There's nothing to analyze. That's just acting based on your plan. So now we have the next balance candle, and you see I set already a pending order here, and then I'm waiting what happens next, even we see a trend continuation or not. The real success, I would say, lies in the trade management. Cut the loss and let the winners run. And I'm quite sure you heard this very often, cut the loss and let those winners run, but no one tells you how. And this is what I teach to my people, exactly how, when in and when out. And this is a clear rule, and this gives a real, real freedom. So for example, gold, here we have a kind of similar situation. I made an entry here. You see, that's trend on number two. So I had my very first, I had profit here. I had my very first entry here because I missed my entry here. That was my mistake, but it was not that problem because I had an entry here. And then maybe remember the Dow Jones, we have a similar situation here. After my entry, I saw, buyers didn't come back. That was, by the way, last Thursday. That was last Thursday. So I trailed my stop loss in profit, and then I didn't lose money. So the price went deeper. Then we had the turnaround here again with a change of color. And that means there were my balance candles. So I opened the chart here again, the trade again. Then the price went up, but unfortunately, without a trend continuation. Yeah, you see, just they catch the stop loss here. They tried to continue the trend, but they failed. Why? There is no why. There's just one answer to the question why. Because we had more sellers than buyers. We had more volume on the seller side. There is no reason why. You can analyze, you can interpret, you can ask fundamental data, but at the end, it's more volume on the seller side, and this is the reason why the price went down. That's all. So, and then I had the price below my trend line, and I went out and I made the next profit. So, and if the price turns around and will bring me the next signal, then I will try it again. Let's see. Or maybe a new downtrend will occur. I don't know yet. So this is Australian US dollar, for example. And you see, this is a lovely, lovely trade and a lovely trend. Look at this one. So I had a beautiful entry, not really perfect, because the perfect entry was kind of here. I did my first one, but then I could see we didn't see a trend continuation. So I trailed my stop loss in profit, didn't lose money, but exactly the next candle, the price turns and gave me my next signal. So as you see, I made a re-entry. And by the way, you can see here up, it's a live account. It's not demo, it's just a live account. So, you know, life and emotions, control, that's the point. So, and then you see, point three, here we go. And it was a lovely trade. And I guess this trade is still running. Yeah, you can see my stop loss is in profit and the trade is still running. And now the price is going down again. But here we can see how to act in the contrary position, because the correction, let me mark that for you. So first of all, this is my last point three. There at this price, the trend will break. until now, they didn't break the trend because just, yeah, catch the stop losses here and the price went down. So here is the last point two, and here the trend will continue. So here the trend will break and here will continue, which means everything what happens between those two prices, break or continuation, we call it, this is the correction zone between the last point three and the last point two, because we know a trend follower always know two things must happen or one thing must happen. And we have two options. First one is we see a trend break or we see a trend continuation. Yeah, that's all. And now you can see we have the correction running by its own trend. And here is the same situation. We had a correction. There was my first entry out of the correction. Then I could see price went down. I had my stop loss, by the way, here. Then the price went up and I could see no buyers anymore. So I had a price below my trend line and I went out. It was a small, teeny, tiny loss. So then the price turns again. I gave me the next signal. Then I had the next entry price and I could see, oh my goodness, again. Yeah, they catch the stop losses here and the price went down again. So I had again my line here. I had a new stop loss. So one, two losses in a row, but really small because I calculate my money, what I want to invest at the last point three. So I had just small losses. Then the price turns around. I was still in my correction, break or trend continuation. So I did it a third time. I could see, God's sake, yeah, they don't want to go up. So I trailed my stop loss in profit. And this case, I didn't lose money. So, and then afterwards, I did it again because it was a signal. That was the rules. So then the price went up and came down. And here I had another small loss. But the point is, I work market neutral. Because it's in balance. Why? Because every time the price went down, yeah, I make money with the short position, but I still have a short position. That's the point. So let me ask you a question. Thanks for getting me a question here. I recall. So why do you think that the trend lines and support and resist seem to work over long history? It's just volume. And it's this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. That's the point. But as I explained in the beginning, real trend lines work by logic based on what happens in the order book. And again, support and resist does not work in an ultimate way, because if support and resist would work in an ultimate way, to clarify what is an ultimate thing, it's we're going to die. So the death is ultimately for every living being. That's ultimately. But the support and resist is never in an ultimate way to see, because if a support or resist were seen by every trader, no one would buy or sell. But price develops and price going up and down by sellers and buyers. And therefore, support and resist is just seen by you in your perception. And maybe people, they exactly see the same like you, but not all traders. Otherwise, we couldn't trade, because a trade is working by buyers and sellers. So therefore, I am careful with this kind of support and resist, because it's just a kind of perception. It has nothing to do if this is right or wrong. Maybe you don't have to agree with me, but it just explained in my experience. Yeah, that's the point. I did not understand single bit. Maybe I missed something. Yeah, I think so. Maybe you can watch the recording, but because David is recording the session and you can watch it again. Trend line green or red and later no idea in regards to. Yeah, again, perception that makes sense. How can I find the order book? Yeah, this is just to your broker. If you have a real broker, then you can find the order book, or it's a question of the data feed. Yeah, then you can see the order book. But to be honest, you don't need the order book. I just explained where trading starts and ends. You don't have a look at the order book because you cannot read it. The order book is just that we know where trading ends and starts. Yeah, in the order book. There does you can compare it, by the way, with a real store. So maybe let's say you have a flower store, for example, and then you have they have also an order book. Yeah, you call to your main broker. Maybe you go to the market hall where you buy your flowers very kind of cheap because you buy a mass of flowers. Yeah, and then you have the order book. How much did I buy? So then you bring it to your flower store. Then you calculate the tax on that and your costs and fees and what you want to earn with one flower. And then you fix the setting, and then you fix the customer price. Yeah. So, and then you make your slip on the price, you make the price shield, the paper, the note on the price, and then know customers what they have to buy. So there is a kind of order book. You type in, or your computer does it. How much did you pay for the flowers and how much did you get? This is an order book. It's the same. And we have here just our own product. This is just Australian US dollar. It's just a product, just a stupid product. It's nothing. There's no meaning. It's just an Australian dollar and it's just an US dollar. If you want to buy Australian dollar, you need someone who want to sell US dollar. It's just a simple product. No one cares. It's just a product. And it's at the price develops by the volume. So, and therefore you don't need to have a look in the order book. You just should keep it in your mind where starts and ends trading. Because as human being, we are absolutely depend about our five body senses: eyes, nose, mouth, ears, and senses. So, and then we get a perception about the pictures we get about our body senses. And then you have a picture and then you think this is true, but it's a lie. It's not true. It's just your perception. It's not an ultimate way. The only thing is we're going to die. That's the end. That's ultimately for all living beings. And everything before is just perception. And trading is a game of mathematics. It's a zero-sum game. Trading is a zero-sum game, which means it's mathematics. So you cannot make money with perception. It's not possible. Not on a long run. Based on coincidence, yes, it is possible, but not on a long run. This is the reason why 95% of all traders lose money. You can read this at your broker. If you see the bottom of the chart, the broker has to give you the risk note. And everybody shows our clients, 80% of our clients lose money with this broker, or 78, or 91, or 86. So why is that? Why is it? We have a bunch of webinars every week. David makes a big event today with a lot of webinars. We have a lot of information. You get a lot of content. And we do this, I guess, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We have thousands of webinars around the world in different languages. But the number does not change from month to month. It gets not better. And this is really, really awful. This is really, really terrible. Why? The problem is not the market. The problem is not the strategy. The problem is not that we are bad teachers. No, 95% of all traders are not willing to change. They are not willing to invest money and time in their education. They think they get everything for free and tomorrow I'm getting rich. No, it's not possible. Absolutely impossible. You need to find the logic in trading. And as long as you work with perception and your decisions in trading are made by your emotions, you cannot win this game. You cannot win a game of math with emotions. It's not possible. It's literally not possible. Not in this life and not in the next life, not in this universe and not in the next universe. Of course not. And this is what we have to accept. As long as you don't accept this, there's no trading possible. Euro USD. Oh my goodness. That's really cool. So I have a long position, by the way. And I have another chart where I made it a little bit better. And this is here in Euro USD. You can see this here. I had a lovely first entry and this is here. Mm-hmm. So here we go. There was my entry. It was March 17. Yeah, there is the entry. And then I saw this wonderful trend continuation. I could trail my stop loss in profit. Yeah. And then we had my line and then I trailed my stop loss and the price went up again. I could trail my stop. And you see now we have trend of number 4. That's to the topic. Trend continuation is not working. Yes, it is working, by the way. Yeah, and here we go. I could see we have a price below my trend line here. That's the Dow Hao line, so I trailed my stop loss here. By the way, today I got information about the result of the big hedge fund traders, trend followers from USA. So the best one in 2022 made 80%. Yes, you heard right, 80%. And the next, the second placed made 48% pure trend following. That's the point. How does the indicator work? Yeah, this is a trend drawing indicator, which is developed by myself or my developer, by the way. And this is the very, very first worldwide, the very, very first trend indicator, which works with logic. Based on that was what I explained when I start with this show. You can get for a trial for 2 weeks on my homepage if you want. So EURUSD, just long, and trend actually will continue maybe, I don't know. So we have British Pound USD, and you see I had two wonderful profits in a row. That was really cool. You see, I always follow my own rules. Entry in trend number two. Yeah, then I had a price below my trend line. I took the money from the desk. I had my balance candle. I made a re-entry. We had a next trend continuation. And again, the price below my trend line. It follows the price. That's the reason why we saw where we say we are trend followers. So, and I get the next money here. You see, one, two. And that's really, really cool. It's simple system, nothing to discuss, just how to learn, invest money and your time to learn how to draw the trend and how to become a real trend follower. And then you are in the circle of the best traders around the world. And the best traders are still trend followers, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, New Zealand dollar, and I'm slowly coming to the end. New Zealand dollar, there is no open position. I just have one in, yeah, US dollar, Swiss franc. Here I had a wonderful, awesome situation. And you can see I had an entry really high here in trend of number two. I could trail the stop loss and I went out here. That was really, really cool. So huge profit. Yeah, in the meantime, I had a long position, could trail the stop loss, made profit at the same time. Yeah, and here was a small loss. Here a small loss. Here I opened the short position again. Yeah, and the price went down. We saw a new trend continuation, and that's really cool. So my trend line follows. I had a price above a bit, and I trailed my stop loss, and I cannot lose money with this wonderful trade. About Dow Jones, we talked about. Yeah, I'm still in profit here. It's just a trend. Now we have trend on number four, as you can see here. Yeah. And now we are just waiting. I don't interpret. I don't analyze what can happen next, by the way. And I don't care because I'm a trend follower. I just let it happen. Then I can read it and then I can follow. That's the way how trading in my sense, in my meaning, really, really works. So if you want to have more information, as David's put in the chat, so you can see here the English version, by the way, on DowHowTrading.com. So you get here a special Easter sale if you want. Yeah, and you have more information here on my homepage. Education, you will find whatever there is. And I would recommend that you see here on Proven Expert. You see there is a link to the Proven Expert site. And there you can see 153 comments from students. They made the course already, and then you can figure out if this is something you want to invest your money and your lifetime. And I would be really happy if we can see each other in the next show. David, am I right? I'm in 2 weeks again here, right? Then a little bit earlier, right? But I think in April 19 or 20, guess I have next show here. I'm really excited to be here. I want to say thank you guys that you were listening to me, that you paid your attention to me. Thanks a lot. Thanks to David and to Anchor, of course, that I could, for having me here in the show, that I can share my ideas a little bit. Thank you very much. I say good night. And as always, I finish always with the same words, all my webinars. Have courage, and be kind. And may the force of the logic be with you. See you next time. Good night, and back to David.
Thanks, Marcus. Yeah, I have you on the schedule also for the next event of this series, which will be April 20th. Happy to have you back then. So, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, and good night.